some fascinating discussions on Chafsan Mabez regarding getting refuah from Ovid Kochavim, and even if it's life-threatening. Interesting discussion comes up regarding Yaur Gvel Yavor and Avichai Behem. So first, the Gemara on Chafsan Mabez tells us, based on the Mishnah, that if you have a case of Sevik Chai Sevik Mace in Misrapin Mehen, Vade Mace Misrapin Mehen, that if you have someone who might die or might live, if left untreated, that you should not go seek treatment from an Ovid Kochavim, we're afraid that he will kill you. But if it's a Vade Mace, Misrapin Mehen, after all, you have, what do you have to lose? You might die anyway. So then you should get treatment, of course, as talking as Rashi points out, when there's no other Jewish doctor available. So the Gemara asks, Mace, Ha'ika Chayisha. So why do we say that if he is going to certainly die anyway, he should go to the doctor? Because after all, don't we value every moment of life? This idea comes up by a ghost ace, that you shouldn't move a ghost ace, you should not take away even a moment of life. And here you're saying that even though he's going to die anyway, but let him go to the pagan doctor, but maybe he'll die quicker that way, maybe because maybe this pagan doctor will kill him. So the Gemara says, L'chai shah lo chashinan. We're not concerned with a short amount of life, with momentary life, if there's a possibility of having a long-term life and healing for the long term. So Tosus Diramas L'chai shah lo chashinan says, so you see in the case in Yoma where there was some type of collapse and someone is crushed under stones, you could remove the stones on Shabbos just to let him live a little longer. So you see that we are choshesh for a little bit of life. So why does our Gemara say not that way? The Ikal Meimar, the Hachav HaChasim of Dinan L'Tovasa. Both there in Yoma and here in our Gemara, we're doing what's best for him. The Hasam Yim Lo Tachosh Yamos. Because over there, if you're not concerned for even a little bit of life, he's going to die. You remove the stones to help him live a little bit longer. So, and over here, in our case, if you do concern yourself for a little bit of life and you don't heal him at all, and don't let him get healed from the Ovid Kochavim, so he's definitely going to die. So v'kan shavkinan havade l'mavid asapik. So in both cases, we sort of ignore the vadai, which is he's definitely going to die soon at some point, and we go after the suffix, we do whatever will allow him to live even longer. In the case of Yoma, it's only a little bit longer, but in our case, if there's a suffix, but it's still a possibility that he'll live much longer, so we want to follow that. Next, Tosos lo yisa v'itenim manaminim. So the Gemara tells us that we're more strict with a min than a typical Ovid Kochavim. They're more passionate, and it's also how they go about doing the refuah, which we'll see in the next Tosos. So the Tosos just says, Perish l'harachim ahem bedvarim pen yom shachohu. We're concerned that you shouldn't have a conversation with them and get friendly with them, because they might persuade you to be a heretic as well. Now Tosos, the Ramathal Shiny Minos, explains why a doctor who's a min is much different than a doctor who is just a general Ovid Kochavim. We said by a general Ovid Kochavim, if there's no other choice and a person is dying, so you can go get healed by him, but not so by a min, as the story tells us in the Gemara. So says Tosos, L'chor mashma da filu mirofe mumcha shem misrapin mehen mikol makum min aminin asu esrapos shumchol. So you see that when it comes to a regular Ovid Kochavim, if he's an expert doctor, so he can perform refuah for you. But if it's a min, so it's usher to get any sort of healing from him. Im tomer the halakaman bishmaisin ravo kibel sama min Yaakov mina. What about the case daf chesamad alef, that Rav Abahu accepted treatment from this guy Yaakov who was a heretic? How can he have done that? So he shomer the apaminin lo asher abo refuah shemaskir vashem avos kochavim. For omer shah avos kochavim ma'olas lakach. No, so it's only an issue of a heretic doctor who actually uses the idolatry and mentions the names of his idols in the healing and believes that the idol is part of the healing process. So that person you can't go to for treatment, because we're afraid that he might draw you to his ways and he will convince you to be a heretic as well. But just the regular doctor who happens to be a heretic, but it's a separation of church, so to speak, and refuah, so then it's not a problem. He's no different than any Ovid Kochavim doctor. Ki hai dir shami d'hacha maseh b'Rav Elazar ben Dama ben Achosa Shor ben Yishmael she'achishu nachash va Yaakov ish kfar sachanya shmo l'refuvaso b'shem Rav Eloi nichu Rav Yishmael. And the story that's quoted from the Yishami, it's also here in our Gemara, about Rav Elazar ben Dama, who refused treatment from this guy Yaakov. He was this was done in public, and he was afraid that because he was a heretic, that he would be convinced, so he didn't allow treatment. And also, says Tosos, even if the doctor is not a min, he's not a heretic, but he does, he just over kochavim in general, but he does say, take specific water from a certain idol, or take wood from a certain idol, so that's usher to do so. As it says in Pesachim, that you could use any wood, anything to heal you, except from wood from the Asherah tree. So you see that you don't have to be dafka a heretic that the Gemara is concerned with, rather it's anybody who attributes their healing to Ovid kochavim and to idols. Or we're saying here is that this doctor believes that only this water will work to the exclusion of all other waters, or this wood and not any other wood. You have sometimes, if he believes in using the powers of shadim, and that they could trick a person, that sometimes the shade has the ability to trick people into making them do a virus. Could the Isla come on, Parakov Ishmael, as we see on Daf Nun Hey, Dahu Ba'i Sovet Kochavim, Dechi Hava Minzaf Alma, V'lasi Mitra. So there was a case where there was a temple of idolatry, where there was a drought, and their idol appeared to them in a dream. Mischazi Bechilma, V'amar Shchoto, Li Gavra, Shachta Le, V'asi Mitra. And the idol told him, kill this person, slaughter him. And they did, and it rained. There's a whole discussion there, which we'll see when we get there, why Hashem allowed this to happen, why He brought the rain. But if the doctor doesn't consider these materials from idols to be any more helpful than any other material, and he asks for you to bring some water or some wood for healing, and it happens to be that the nearest, let's say, wood or water is in front of Avodas Kochavim, so that's fine to do. Similarly, he says in the Yerushalmi that one can be healed from anything except for anything used for idolatry. So if he says, give me leaves from this idol, it's a problem. But if he says, give me leaves in general, you could bring it even from the idol. Rav Yonah hava nimrurin v'aisi le min zachrus techavi v'lo shasa. That Rav Yonah had a terrible sickness, and they brought him water from the well of an idol, and he didn't drink it. Aitzan l'Rav Abba v'shasa, but Rav Abba did drink it, and how can he have done so? So Amar Rav Mana ilu hava yada Rav Abba min hein havyan lo hava shasi. Had Rav Abba known where it came from, he wouldn't have drank it either. Amar Rav Huna masnisen nami Amar chen ein misrapin begilei rayos. And similarly, Rav Huna says that you also can't be healed from gilei rayos. Hasam nami mayri shomer oso davar yo velo acher. And also, if the doctor says that only this water will help another water, you can't do that as well. So what kind of aver does one have to give up his life for? And does it matter if is there a difference between parhesia, if it's in public, or if it's betina, if it's in private? So there's a pretty famous machlokas between Rav Yishmael and the Chachamim in this regard. So Tosos Divrei Maschil Yachol says, Umihu, Rabbanan plegi al other Rabbi Shmuel, Perek Soramor, right? The Rabbanan argue on Rabbi Shmuel. The Amri of Harhesia, Afilu mitzvah kala yaharig val yavor. If it's done in public, even for the smallest of mitzvos, the most minor of averos, you should allow yourself to be killed and not violate it, because we don't want to commit a chol Hashem. Vitzina yishchuluk ben avodas kochavim l'shar mitzvos, the v'shar mitzvos yavor avodas kochavim yaharig. But if it's done in private, so most mitzvos you can violate in order to fulfill the commandment of v'chai behem, to continue to live to do more mitzvos. But if it's one of the big three, if it's a avodah zara, then you should be killed even in private. Rav Yishmael ein shem chiluk divitzina bekulan yavor v'al yaharig. Rav Yishmael does not differentiate, meaning in private, in a private place, you could violate any aver to live. For hesia bekulan yaharig v'al yavor, and in public. For any mitzvah, you should allow yourself to be killed and not violate it, like the Rabbanan say. And the Masa and Argamar of Ben Dama accepting treatment from the Min, that was considered public, which is why he did not transgress it. And based on this, we can also say that in the next Amud, when Rabbi Yavahu allows himself to be cured by this same exact guy, by Yaakov the heretic, so that was done in private, and that's why, unlike Ben Dama, who did not take the treatment, he was allowed to take the treatment. And in the She'iltos of Rav Achai, we hold like the Rabbanan against Rav Yishmael. V'chein muchach sugya tamuda perak beis de ksubis. It says in ksubis, Damar Rava, mi ika midi de ilu asu edim lekaman lamluchay amrinan lehu hachatumu sheker v'alta harogu. Damrinan ein lo davar she'omed b'fan of pikuch nefesh alvores kavim gilarayas v'shichas damim. The Gemara is discussing whether witnesses can sign a document falsely, otherwise they'll be killed. And we say over there, except for the big three of Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, and Shefichas Damim, so the V'chai Behem pushes those things aside, and they could violate it in order not to be killed. V'hainu Kerbanan, Dikra V'shmael, Ibit Sina, Afilu Avodah Kochavim Nami, Yiva Farhesia, Afilu Shar Averus Nami Lo. So this must be according to the Rabbanan and not Rabbi Shmuel, because if it was Rabbi Shmuel, if it was in private, he would be allowed to even he would be allowed to do Avodah Zarah to save his life. And if it was in public, even for any other Avera, he would not be allowed to. Avakasha, the Rava Gufe Amar Lekaman Parak Yishmael Hakol Hayu Bechlal Lo Tavdeim Kishiprat Lecha Hakasu V'Chai Behem Yatsa Onis V'Hadar Ksiv Lo Sechalu V'Filu Beonis Kan Bitzina Kam V'Vresya Mashma Asam Rav Yishmael V'Tzarech Ian. The problem is that it sounded before that when you talk about V'Chai Behem, the exception to V'Chai Behem is that the Pasuk says not to make a Chol Hashem, that even when you're forced to do so, if there's a Chol Hashem, you have to die and not violate it. So we must say that there's a difference between private and public, that in private one can transgress these things, but in public one must give up his life, which this seems to be it, but Tosa says it needs a further Ian. V'im ratza la'achmir atzma, filu b'shar mitzvos, rashai, k'mo rav Abba ben bar Zimra, de Yerushalmi, shai eitzel v'kachavim, amr le echol nevela, v'ilo katlina l'cha, amr le ibayis l'mekele katol, l'machmir haya l'mestamme b'tzinahava. And Tosos concludes with an interesting idea that if one wants to be stringent and give up his life for a lighter mitzvah, so to speak, not one of the big three, when he doesn't have to, he's allowed to do so. And there's an incident regarding Rabbi Abba Bar Zimra where he was with an idolater who threatened to kill him if he wouldn't eat Nevela. And Rabbi Abba said, if you want to kill me, go ahead. And he was strict to let himself be killed, even though he was Bitsina, he was in a private place at that time.